Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministries, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Afrida Love, and today is our prayer day because on tomorrow, God's will, we will have Miss Inga, and we've had some scheduling things going on, whether it be she or I, we've had some scheduling things going on. So tomorrow, God's will, is the day, and I pray that we can uphold that date because I would love, love, love to interview her. Okay, so today is our prayer day. And I want to read a scripture first, and then we will pray. And as I'm preparing to read this scripture in Isaiah 55, 6 through 9, please prepare your minds and put yourselves in a prayer mode. I'm going to show you a strategy that the Lord just revealed, Lord Jesus, just revealed. I'm going to take you through that strategy, and it is a way to get into the presence of the Lord before you pray, because it's one thing to just utter words in the atmosphere, but it's another thing to get into the very presence of God. And I want to make sure that hearts are right, minds are right, anything that is not of God to be removed. And so before, as I'm reading this, I want you to kind of get slow down a little bit and get into the mode of prayer time. And I want to read Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 9. And it reads as such: Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I want to briefly, and this is out of the ordinary, but it's on my heart, I want to briefly give you what the revelation of God gave me. When we speak about seeking the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he is near, the Lord is speaking of while the blood runs warm in our veins. We should be seeking the Lord. We should be about the Father's business. It's not that the Lord is going to leave us. It's not that the Lord is going to forsake us. But while we are here, we have a purpose, and our purpose is to seek Jesus, and not only to seek him, but to hold on to him like that woman did. And she says, I'm not letting you go until you bless me. And my philosophy is, even when you do bless me, I'm not letting you go. And we should have that motivation when we're speaking about the Lord. The second thing the Lord gave me was that when we are dealing with the world, when we're in the world, we have to filter those things that we take in, because the world, like I said, God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And the Lord says some things you have to just let wash off of your back. And you have to continue to follow God and to follow in his footsteps. And when you do that, then you not only walk your way out of doubt, not only walk your way out of negativity, but you begin to walk into the path of righteousness. So we have to be careful of the things that our mind consume, because many times people will taint our minds, and we can't, in other words, you cannot take anything personal. So what God is saying is that because our thoughts are not his, we should only focus on what thus says the Lord. And if you're reading the Word and studying the Word, then you'll know and you'll be able to discern what you should take in and what you should just let roll off your back. And so part of this maturity and part of this getting into the presence of God is being mature enough to know and to clear your mind of things that the world may have said to you or did to you before you get into the presence of God, because we don't want to bring any garbage before the Lord. We want to bring our best. And so I want to a brief meditative moment God has given me, and I thank God for each tool, each strategy that the Lord has given me, because Lord knows I couldn't think of these. So before you get into the presence of the Lord, I want you to, first of all, just take a deep breath, and I need to take one too. Take a deep breath, and I want you today, just this day, I want you to think about the goodness of the Lord. And I'm going to pause after I tell you this, because this is very important, because before we pray, we have to get into the presence of God. We can't just start saying words in the atmosphere. I want you to think about today, and I want you to think about two good things that happened to you today. And I'm going to pause for a second, because the Lord, sometimes we have to slow down, and the Lord gave me this strategy to get into the presence, to get before Him before we pray. So think about your day today. Think about two things that happened to you today that was positive. Okay, you have your two things. Great. Now, I want you to reflect and think about two things that was negative today, whether it was meant to be negative or whether it was not meant to be negative, but that's how your mind perceives it. I want you to think about that. I want you to maintain. Remember, we're holding on to God. We're holding on to the good. I want you to maintain those two positive things. I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to think about the two negative things that happened today. Okay. Now, when I had my eyes closed and I was thinking about some things, because I'm going through this with you, the Lord spoke, do not consider the source, because He is the source. I want you to, when you think about those two negative things, this is what you have to do. Do not consider the source at all. You consider God and what God and who God says you are. Now, with those two negative things, okay, this is the next thing. We're going to pause. And I know some of you, the Spirit is saying, some of you say, but my whole day was bad. That's okay, because sometimes we have to remove things slowly before we can remove everything, because God leaves something so we can take it to Him. But I want you to go through this process, because once we start going through this process, then things aren't going to bother you and worry you so much, and stress levels will start going down. So let's get back on task here. So the two things, we've identified two things. We're not even worried about who said it. We're not worried about where it came from. We're worried about the source, Jesus Christ. I want you, in these next 30 or so seconds, to now think about, turn it into a positive thing. Because, you know, any negative situation, any negative word can be changed into a positive. Don't even think about it. God says the source doesn't even matter, because everybody's imperfect. He said the source, don't even worry about who said it. Your job is to focus only on God. And God said, with those two things, turn it into a positive. Ready, go. 30 seconds. Okay? This is what I want you to do, according to the Holy Spirit. I want you to keep those two positive things. Hold on to it and hold on to it tight. Don't let it go. Okay? The two negative things in your mind, this is in your mind, I want you to throw them away, whatever it was. It doesn't matter what it was. It doesn't matter the source. God says throw them away. Cast them. He said cast your cares. And when you're throwing them away, you're not throwing them away in a trash, ladies and gentlemen. You're giving it to God. Okay? Amen. You're giving it to God. Yes, Lord. And so you take those two things, okay, and you cast it. God said he's not worried about you praying to him right now. He just wants you to throw it. Just get it out of your head right now. In order to get it out of your head, this is another step. In order to remove it, you're going to, those two positive things that I gave you time to think about, of how to change it into a positive, you're going to shift. Mm-hmm. You're going to shift those two things in your long-term memory, whatever it was, okay? You're going to shift it into your long-term memory, all right? Those two positive things. Now, so you have four positive things going on in your mind, all right? And that's a lot. 2 + 2 = 4. We change the negative situation into a positive, all right? So you have four positive things, all right? Now, this is what God is saying. And this is also going to be in my upcoming book dealing with fitness, because a lot of people think that fitness is going on fast for 30 days, doing this for God. No, this is something totally new. This is just an example. I want you with those four things. I'm going to give you 30 seconds to jot it down. You don't have to make it perfect. It doesn't have to be pretty and fancy. I want you to write it down. And as you're doing that, the Holy Spirit is coming in, okay? And I'm going to explain some things to you. Then we're going to get into the prayer mode. So write them down, and I'm doing the same thing. All right. Since you've jotted those things down, this is what I want you to do. As we prepare, and the Lord is already in the presence. And you know why the Lord is in the presence? Because we were obedient, and we did that. If you went through that activity, the Lord is already in your presence, because now you are ready to listen. And I know that you're saying, but I have a million other things on my back. And that's fine, because God just needed you to remove a little bit. God says, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, right? That's all you have to do is remove just a little bit, okay? And we're going to remove a little bit day by day. And that's an activity that I'm giving you that I want you to do day by day to get into the presence of God. God is not asking us to remove everything that is hindering us, everything that is stressing us out, everything that is worrying us. He's asking us to remove some of the things that distract us. And that may be four things, two things, that may be 1,000 things. But God knows that we perfect our walk, as I said in the upcoming book, and I'll explain that later, every day. And this is just an activity. And a lot of people, once again, think that a health guide or a health book is about running, walking, jogging, doing weights, eating. No, this is going to be something that has not been introduced yet. And this is by the revelation of God, the Holy Spirit, and it will be proven. But I want you to do that every day, okay? And I will go back over those steps, and I have to remember those as well, because God just gave that to me. We're going to have to go over those steps before the show, before the ministry is over. And I'm writing this down as we speak so that I will not forget, okay? And God wants us to cast our cares. That's how we do it, ladies and gentlemen. And sometimes we have to go to a quiet place. Sometimes we have to remove ourselves from whatever is hindering us from getting into the presence of God. And that's what God is showing. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and pray, because I have many announcements. I have many new things that's going on in the ministry. And I also want to introduce you to this new health guide that is coming up as well. And I want to promote an activity or an event that's coming up in April and one that's coming up in October. It's a lot of things that I need to talk to you about on today's ministry, but the prayer is the most important, and so that's what we're going to get into. Now that we're in the presence of God and we've been obedient, we've listened to God, we've did everything that God has told us to do, we're now ready to go before him in prayer. And when we pray, we not only pray for ourselves, we not only pray for our family members, we not only pray for our friends, but we pray for those individuals who we know and those who we do not know. And I know that you're wondering, how can you pray for someone you do not know? Well, God knows everyone because he created us. And so therefore, we are supposed to be our brother and sister's keeper, and we are supposed to pray one for another. So as we go into prayer, I want you to pray not only for your family, but pray for yourselves. And as you listen to this prayer, I want you to feel in your name. I want you to feel in your family's name. I want you to feel in those who you know and those who you do not know. Okay? And I'm praying. I don't know what I'm going to pray for yet. I just ask God to decrease me to zero and increase him to greatness. And that's my prayer. That's my prayer every day, and I'm going to stick with it. Okay? So here we go. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. Lord, we thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for starting us on our way, Heavenly Father. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. Lord, we thank you for blessing us to wake up and things were decent and in order. We thank you for life. We thank you for hope. We thank you for liberty. We thank you for freedom, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you as you blessed us to start us on our way, Heavenly Father. We thank you for continuing to lift us up where we're weak and building us up where we're torn down, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for divine revelations. We thank you for those things that you have brought to pass. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing those to recover in the hospitals. We thank you for removing those out of the convalescent homes into warm homes, Heavenly Father. We're asking that you bless each person who is displaced, whether it's a kid, whether it's a parent, whether it's a grandparent, whether it's an uncle or aunt. Heavenly Father, we're asking that you place them back, Heavenly Father. If there is anyone, Heavenly Father, who is on a life support, Heavenly Father, we're asking you to let them know that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and you are life, and you're able to give them life, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we're asking that you bless those who are in the hospital, standing by the bedsides, Heavenly Father. Bless those who have bowed down heads, who are crying, Heavenly Father. Just help those individuals, Heavenly Father, in a mighty, major way, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the past, the present, and the future, Lord. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for who you're blessing us to become, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we're asking that you continue to bless the saints of God, Heavenly Father, to continue to uphold your word and be a light within this dark and dismal world, Heavenly Father. We ask you, Heavenly Father, would you continue to crown our heads from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Heavenly Father. We ask you that you continue to help us to be likened unto you. Help us to be and walk into your image, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we're asking you, if we're too high, bring us down, and if we're too low, Heavenly Father, bring us up. Heavenly Father, we're asking that you continue to crown us, Heavenly Father. Would you continue to bless us and keep us, Heavenly Father? Would you continue to restore us, and would you continue to build us, Heavenly Father, into the individuals you would have us to be, Heavenly Father? Lord Jesus, we're asking that you continue to bless the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry, Heavenly Father. Bless it in a major way where we'll be impactful, where we'll touch souls, Heavenly Father, and we'll help people, Heavenly Father, not just be a ministry for show or shape or fashion, Heavenly Father. Help us to stand fast on your word, Heavenly Father, and do your will, Lord. And we're not just only praying for the Love of Jesus of ministry, but we're praying for other ministries as well, all over this land and country, Heavenly Father. We're asking that you anoint these hands, Heavenly Father, these hands that give, these hands that heal, Heavenly Father. Would you anoint this heart, Heavenly Father, who reaches out to those individuals who need a word from God. We're asking that you bless this mouth, Heavenly Father, to be a mouthpiece for you, Lord. We're asking that you bless the ears to be ears that hear from on high, Heavenly Father. We're asking that you bless each person, Heavenly Father, the sound of my voice, Lord. We're asking that you continue to help us to walk in excellence for you, Heavenly Father, because as you said, our thoughts are not your thoughts, because your thoughts are much higher, Heavenly Father. Help us to be able to filter those things that we need to filter, Heavenly Father. Help us to be able to discern right from wrong, Heavenly Father. Help us to be vessels, Heavenly Father. Help us to be trumpets that sound your holy word, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we thank you for protection. We thank you for divine protection, Lord. We thank you for keeping us and preserving our lives, because we understand and recognize that we don't have to be here on earth. But for some reason, Lord, you woke us up this morning. Some reason, Lord, you kept us all through the day. Some reason, Lord, you're still keeping us, Lord, and we don't deserve to even be here, but you're keeping us anyway, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're asking that you bless us to be more positive, to think more positive, because other people have it worse than what we have, Heavenly Father. Help us to be able to have the faith of the mustard seed. Help us to be able to be thankful for the little things, as we said before, Lord. Lord Jesus, we're just asking that you continue, Heavenly Father, to pour out your blessings on this ministry, Heavenly Father. We ask you that you continue to touch souls and bring souls unto Christ, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, once again, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We thank you for preserving the people, Lord. We thank you for giving us what we need, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we're just asking you, would you continue to help us to extend and reach out to others, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, if there's someone who needs to be healed, Heavenly Father, and you see it in your will, we're asking you, Lord, would you touch them in the name of Jesus right now, Lord. If there's someone who is going through heart surgery, Lord Jesus, we're asking you, would you touch their heart right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. If there's someone who is having complications from childbirth, if there's someone who is going through some type of trial or tribulation, we're asking, would you touch right now, Heavenly Father. And whatever your will is, Heavenly Father, help them to be satisfied, Heavenly Father. Not to do away with their sadness, but help them to be satisfied with whatever you decide, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we ask you, would you bless us to be able to accept the things that you put into our lives, accept the things that you take out of our lives, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we're just asking you, would you continue to keep the fire lit that is lit, Heavenly Father, in my heart, the fire that is lit in my mouth, and the fire, Heavenly Father. We're just asking, would you continue to bless us and take care of us, Heavenly Father. We're just asking, would you shield and protect us as you have been, Heavenly Father. We're asking, would you continue to just keep us, Heavenly Father, and maintain our lives, maintain who we are, maintain everything that we have, the things that we have, Heavenly Father. We're asking, would you bless it and help us to be a blessing to someone else, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the connection. We thank you for those who we've connected with. We thank you for those who we're going to connect with, Lord, and we're just asking you that you continue to uplift and help us to uplift and magnify you, Heavenly Father, and continue to just decrease the me part, Heavenly Father, and increase the you part, Heavenly Father, because we know that besides you, there is none other. You are the Alpha. You are the Omega. You are the beginning. You are the end. You are the first, and you are the last. You are Allah, El Shaddai, Elohim, Heavenly Father. We realize that, Heavenly Father. You are our provider. You give us everything that we need, Yahweh, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for all of those names because we know that when we bow down, we'll bow down to one God. And we thank you for who you are, Lord. We thank you for going on the cross. We thank you for giving your only begotten Son, Lord. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for preserving our lives. We thank you for giving us a second chance, Lord. We thank you for keeping us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for taking care of us, Lord. We thank you for giving us what we need, Lord. We thank you for the favor, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the wisdom. We thank you for the knowledge, Lord. We thank you for the understanding, Lord. We thank you for being the peace in the midst of confusion, Lord. We thank you for the encouragement, Lord. We thank you for the ears to hear you, Lord. We thank you for the mouth to speak, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the legs to walk into the paths of righteousness, Lord. We thank you for the arms that touch that are anointed, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the ministries that's going forth, Lord. We thank you for your divine revelations, Lord. We thank you for being able to read the word of God, Heavenly Father. We thank you for just restoring us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for keeping us built up and lifted up, Heavenly Father. We thank you for preserving our lives, Lord Jesus, in the midst of danger, Heavenly Father. We thank you for controlling our cars as we travel down these dangerous streets and byways, Lord Jesus. We thank you for keeping us as we rest in the very image of death, Heavenly Father. We thank you for waking us up in the morning where we can hear the birds sing, Heavenly Father. We thank you for just everything that you've done in our lives, Heavenly Father. And we don't take anything for granted because we know that we could be up today and down tomorrow, Heavenly Father. And we're asking would you bless us to still be committed and faithful unto you because you are faithful unto us, Heavenly Father. And the question is, the question that is asked is that God is faithful to us and God is, we are satisfied with God, but is God satisfied with us? Help us to be more, do more for you, Heavenly Father. Work more for the kingdom of God. Help us to be peacekeepers. Help us to build people up, Heavenly Father, in truth and spirit. Help us to reach the potential, Heavenly Father, that you're trying to get us to, Heavenly Father. We never arrive, Heavenly Father, until death. But, Lord, we thank you for the baby steps that you're giving us. We thank you for the perfection of our walk, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the perfection of our talk, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the perfection of our anointing, Lord. We thank you for the perfection of our ministry, Lord. We thank you for the perfection of our walking in the right direction, Lord. We thank you for everything that you've done for us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the confidence that we have. We have the confidence in that very thing. We have the confidence in you because we know that whatever you say, Heavenly Father, that's what it is, Heavenly Father. We know that whatever you do, Heavenly Father, that's what we have to do. And we thank you for it, Lord. Now, Lord, as we end this prayer, Lord, we're asking you, would you continue to go by the bedside? And we know that you're already there. And if it's your will, would you touch and heal, Heavenly Father? If it's your will, would you restore? If it's your will, would you keep and bless, Lord? We thank you for keeping these young people over the weekend, Heavenly Father. We thank you for everything that you've done, Lord. We thank you for your traveling grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for just keeping us. Lord, if we had a million tongues, we couldn't say thank you enough. If we don't say thank you enough, Lord, forgive us. Lord, we're asking, would you continue to pour down your blessings? And would you help us to continue to thank you, Lord, and praise you, because hallelujah is the highest praise. Lord, we're asking you, would you help us to walk more in obedience? Would you filtrate our minds? Would you create in us a clean heart? Would you continue to purify our feet where we'll run to righteousness? Would you help us to have a Paul experience? If we get into the fiery furnace, Lord, we need you to bring us out. We thank you. We just bless you. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. I go before the presence of God. I always feel much better, because any time that we're in the presence of God, we can come out the same. There is just no way that we can ever come out the same, because we are now in the presence of God. We're now in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And so I want to end that prayer, but I have a couple of announcements, and you already know what the first announcement is. Be sure. I said be sure. Be very sure. No, be sure to encourage your family and friends to log on to, tap into blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's freedalove. That's all one word put together. All right? Gospel artists, artist promoters, authors, publicists, writers, positive community leaders, please, please, you can email AlfredaLove@emoNYA_love@yahoo.com with your music or with a request to be interviewed on the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry, okay? Or you can Facebook AlfredaLove at AlfredaLove or FREDALOVE. So be sure to do that. Make sure that you continue to add to your list. We need 35 people that you're praying for. Make sure that everyone is not your family members. If you have to put all of your family members on the paper, be sure to put all of them on one line and pray for each one of them, and do not forget to pray for yourself as well. In addition to that, make sure that you just continue to encourage your family and friends, and I'm going to say it again, I already said it, encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. There is a blessing there. I'm telling you, it's a blessing there. Yes, I'm promoting, but it's also a blessing there. You would not believe how much I've grown since this ministry and how much God has given me to put in my toolkit for the ministry. So I want you to know that God is good and you should try him. I recommend God to you today. I've been recommending God in an informal way, but I recommend him to you today. I would like to tell you about an event that's coming up on April 5th in the year of our Lord, 2014. And it is the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church fundraiser, Reaping What You Sow. Yes, S-E-W, we're coming together, and S-O-W, we're bringing all of our tithes and offering. Gospel Fest and Book Signing Community Event. Your church is cordially invited to attend the Reaping What You Sow Gospel Fest. Currently, I am seeking mom teams, praise dancers, choirs, poets, and ministries, which I'm getting very good feedback before I have even put these flyers out. If your teams of worship are interested in participating, please contact Alfreda Love or the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. You can contact me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can contact me, or you can contact the church at 754-0924. That's the area code 254-754-0924, okay? And if your church is interested in participating, please respond by February 28, 2014. Now, if for some reason you just want to attend, please come, because it's open to the public. Everyone can show up. The only thing that you need to bring is what God has given you to bring from your heart, whether it's a penny or whether it's $1 million. We accept either. So please come. The purpose is a fundraiser for Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church, and also a fundraiser for the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministries, as well as St. Jude's. And this will be, once again, April 5th, 2014, where 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas. The donation is whatever your heart desires. If God told you to come and just pray, then come and just pray. You know, if God told you to give a dollar, just give a dollar and God will bless it. If God told you to give $100, do that too. But we want you to come out. There will be a book signing event afterwards. The book signing event, the name of the book is the name of the guide is Perfecting Your Walk. It should be out actually by the weekend. Or maybe Monday. Let's be realistic, Monday. And I thank God for that. And I am currently working on another guide, but I will tell you about it in a minute. Let's stick to this. So the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dunn, where the Dr. Kerry Berkeley is, that's where we're having this event, and it's on April 5th. Please mark your calendars right now. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to mark your calendars. Run to your calendar and mark April 5th. I need to be at Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dunn Avenue, Waco, Texas. Do not go to another Great Ebenezer Baptist Church anywhere but in Waco. We are the only Great Ebenezer Baptist Church in Waco, Texas. And I expect to see your faces there, smiling faces, willing faces. Okay? So mark it down. April 5th, 2014, Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. There's a fundraiser going on. Oh, I didn't tell you. The time, 6 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock, or let's say 8:15. 6 o'clock to 8:15 p.m. That's not long. 6 o'clock, go ahead and write that down, April 5th, 2014, the time is 6 o'clock p.m. to 8:15 p.m., and we will have mom teams, praise dancers, choirs, poets, and ministry. We're going to have church that night, all right? We're going to have church, and it is entitled Reaping What You Sow. Be sure to get the word out to your family and friends because I want to see all of you there. And once again, the donation is whatever your heart desire, okay? And that's very simple, whatever your heart desire. Now, I want to tell you about this next project that's coming up. God is blessing me with these guides. This next project is going to deal with fitness, the body, but God gave me an outside-of-the-box experience, and one of the experiences that I shared with you was at the beginning of the ministry. And this is not going to be a guide where I tell you what I have done to maintain a particular weight. This is going to be from God. These are things to do to enhance the body, to make the body healthy, in addition to activities as well, but the main focus is Jesus. And so I want to be very clear with that, what God has given me. And I want to review over this one strategy that will be in the new guide. And this new strategy is called Getting into the Presence of God before prayer. And this also, this is under the section of stress in my new guide. As a matter of fact, I'm working on the new guide as we speak, and I'm getting one off the press, Lord Jesus. Okay, so the first thing I told you was to pause. It's very important that we get into the presence of God. Many times we get so busy doing things. You know, I notice when I come home, I spend time with the family, I call my family members and things like that, and then immediately I'm here thinking about the ministry. You know, what else can I do in the ministry? I'm thinking about what I need to do at school for the next day. But God said, you're going to have to give me some time. I'm going to have to stop and give God some time. Like, not just the ministry is giving God time, but that's not being in the presence of God. And so with this particular revelation that God gave me, this is how I'm going to give you practical steps in getting into the presence of God. I didn't take you through the whole process, but I wanted you to have an example of how to get into the presence of God. First of all, what I told you was to pause, to stop, okay? Then you're going to think about two positive things that happened to you today, all right? One of mine was I woke up this morning. That's positive to me, you know. Could be as simple as that, all right? So two positive things that happened to you today. Then I gave you about 30 seconds. Then I told you to think about two negative things, all right? Somebody may have cut you off as you was trying to go to work, or something may have happened at work, or something may have happened in the community or at home or wherever. That's between you and God. Two negative things. And on this part, I want you to write this down because I want you to do this daily. This is going to help your stress level. It's going to bring down stress. It's going to help you feel, make you feel good. All right? I told you to think about two negative things, and I told you to just think about it, and I gave you about 30 seconds, right? And God said, do not even think about the source, who said it, where it came from. In your mind, if it's negative, then go ahead and put it down. And I gave you 30 seconds. Then I came back and I told you, I said, with those two negative things, and whether they were negative or not, if you thought they were negative, they were negative. I want you to think about, turn it around. God said we have to turn things around, make it two positives. And when you make it the two positives, God just revealed, when you make it into two positives, you only think about God, because everything good comes from God. Okay? I told you to give me two positives. Then after I told you to give me the two positives, what did I tell you, saints? Excellent. I told you to cast out the two negatives, whether that means if you wrote it down, throwing it away, whether it means taking it out of your memory, letting it go through one ear out the other, whether it means not even acknowledging it, okay, which you did acknowledge it because obviously you put it down. You said it was negative. Cast it out. God said cast it out, okay? You can throw it away. But when I say cast out, that means that cast it out, and now you have four positives. Okay, we're doing a little math here. We have four positives now. Cast it out. Cast your burdens to the Lord. God said, give me those things that is too hard for you. Give me those things that are negative in your life. That's what God is saying, and I'm going to have a whole section on that. And this guide, I'm telling you guys, I am learning with you. God is giving me the revelation. It's proven. It's going to be proven. It's not only going to be proven through the Word of God, but it's going to be proven in your life. When you start using this, and this is my first time using this one because God, I'm serious, before the show just gave me this. This is how to get into the presence of God, but it's also how to help your body, the stress. You know, a lot of people, they suffer from stress, and stress causes different diseases, you know. This right here, this is it. This is it. And so when we cast out our burdens, I'm excited about it because God just revealed it and I'm writing it down. We cast out our burdens, we're casting it out to God, okay? And then after that, I told you, I said, now you're left with four positives, all right? And I said, keep those four positives. And I went on to say, I know that you say, well, I'm carrying a whole bunch of other burdens, and that's fine. God said that it doesn't matter how many burdens we remove as long as we're removing them daily, because once you learn to remove something small, then the big things, you can remove those as well. So we're starting out small. I'm not asking you to remove the fact that something happened in your life that was tragic, you know. I'm not asking you to remove that. I'm asking you to remove the small things so God can at least come in. You see what I'm saying? Remove the clutter in your life so God can come in and do something for you. But right now we have so many things that we're facing that we're just concentrating on those negative things, and God cannot really come in. Once we start removing those negative things, then God can start coming in, putting positives in our life, depositing positive things in our lives, okay? So I want you to do that every day, and I'm going to do it as well. Let's do it for 2 weeks, all right? We're going to start tomorrow. Let's do that, all right? And I'm going to take you through that process again. I'm going to make myself a mental note. When I finish interviewing with Miss Inga, I'm going to make myself a mental note to take you through that phrase. And God said, this is the most important thing. It doesn't matter who said it. It doesn't matter who said it. If you know that you're doing your best, if you know that you're giving it all you have, okay, God said it doesn't matter who said it, turn it into a positive. And that's what we need to do. It helps your attitude. It helps your behavior. It gives you a winning spirit. And that's what life is about. Life is not about worrying about, you know, what people think about you. It's not about negative things. And, you know, every day is not going to be positive. It's just not. It's about pleasing God. That's the whole point, pleasing God. Okay? And that's what God gave me as far as that's concerned. So I'm going to put on here in the presence of God activity. And I want you to do the same because we're going to do this. And I'm going to do it on air just to remind you. And so hold me accountable for doing that. Okay? On tomorrow, speaking of Miss Inga, we're going to have Miss Inga Harden on tomorrow. You may remember her on the OWN. She was tweeting for OWN. And also she's an artist manager. She has her own Lashes Flutter Flutter shop. And so I'm going to interview her on tomorrow at 4:30. Our schedules have been conflicting, so therefore God's will, tomorrow should be the day. That's why we had prayer on today. In addition to that, I've already told you about the church event, the community event. So make sure that you mark down April 5th on your calendars. Now, if you want information about a video pitch festival and submitting it, please let me know. I have information concerning that if you want to pitch some of your videos for a pitch festival. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray one for another. Make sure that you cast all your cares on the Lord. Make sure that you are praying daily for yourself as well. Make sure that you keep your spirits up and keep your stress levels down. That's my new motto, keep your spirits up and your stress level down. Will every day be Sunday? Nah, every day's not going to be Sunday. Even when you pray, every day's not going to be Sunday. But guess what? You'll be able to make it through. You'll be able to make it through the trials. You'll be able to make it through the tribulations. And God said that our whole purpose on earth is to walk and continue to perfect our walk. We will never reach that destination, but we will get into that area that God is expecting us to experience. And when we get into that area, God is able to deal with us more. But in order to get into the presence of God, we've got to let some things go. And I want to work on that. That is something I need to really work on, is getting into the presence, really getting into the presence of God, really experiencing God on a more, I don't want to say sophisticated level, but on a more personal level, okay? So if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, take care of yourselves and each other, and remember to continue to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. That is FredaLove. Once again, blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. That's FredaLove. Be sure to do that. And once again, thank you for tuning in. May God bless and keep you is my prayer. Be sure to tune back in tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. Thank you so much. Take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.